Welcome to another episode of the Bamature Hour. I'm Bamature John. Today is Saturday, September 6th. It's game day, and I'm going to do some pregame thoughts on the Alabama-Louisiana-Monroe game. Thank you all for listening. We now have over 4,000 subscribers to our YouTube channel, and we're still growing. Thank you, each and every one of you that have subscribed. Please hit the notify button, and if you're listening to us on our other streaming platforms, whether it's Spotify, iHeart, Apple, RSS, and the like, please follow, like, and subscribe to us on those platforms. And we thank each and every one of you for being here. Again, this is a pregame thoughts on the Alabama-Louisiana-Monroe game. This is the Bamature Hour, and let's jump in here to all those pregame thoughts. Number one, it's still all out there for Alabama. Now we just have to do it. But let's talk about all the issues, the items that need, that I want to see get corrected this week and next week if we want to get where we want to go. This team can still make the playoffs. This team is very good. They had a really bad showing against FSU. Things were not as bad, and that game was not as big a loss as it would seem. But certainly the result is the result, the score is the score, and we've got to do better. So, and it all starts with coaching. So let's jump in here. Here are the issues of concern for Alabama. It's coaching on both sides of the ball. It's the running game. Too many pass plays were called. We need to be closer to a 50-50 mix of run pass, not 70% passes. We abandoned the run after the first quarter. We need to run the ball and keep running it. And we also need to be able to audible in and out of runs and passes depending on the schemes and the lineup we've seen. We did not do that. We gave up on the run and we passed the ball too much. And we also, if we're not going to run the ball, we have to use the short passing game as a supplement and as a substitute for running the ball, because a short pass can be very effective. We didn't do that either. Offensive line has to be better. Red zone offense has to be better. We've got to finish drives. We had one missed field goal, three turnovers on downs after getting inside the FSU 40. We've got to come away with points on that. The defense, we're going to talk at length about the defense on this episode. The defense was bad. It gets an F. It was not effort as much as it was scheme, alignment, adjustments, not being prepared. If our players had been better prepared and were in better positions, I think we would have gotten better effort and seen the results on the field. Certainly the players have to give effort, but it was coaching really on both sides of the ball. We got out coached by Mike Norvell at the top, by Gus Malzahn versus Kane Womack. Gus Malzahn owned Kane in that game. And Tony White outcoached Ryan Grubb. And Ryan Grubb did not have as bad a showing as the OC, as our DC did, but he would get a D, and we've got to do a lot better there. Finally, too many penalties, and DeBoer has got to just coach this up. He's got to hold everybody accountable. Our inability to win big road games in the Kalen DeBoer era has been terrible. All right, let's jump into the issues. These are the things I want to see get better over the season. I'm going to look for it in the game today, and we've got to do. Number one, it's coaching on both sides of the ball. Offensive schemes and adjustments need to be better. The defensive schemes and adjustments need to be better. Coach better, scheme better, prepare your players better, and the results and the effort will come. We were not prepared for Gus Malzahn's offense. It's not that complicated. There is so much film out there, and the way we were failed to set the edge, the way we failed to account for the dual threat quarterback, it's clear we were not prepared. The schemes weren't there. Had you been watching the film, when they hit the big wheel route play, we got burned by that by South Carolina last year. We should have been looking for that play, ready for that play, understand it and seen it. We can't give that up. And so coaching has got to be better all the way around. And if the coaching doesn't get better, we need to start with getting a new defensive coordinator who can make adjustments, who can vary his scheme and is not married to this 4-2-5 scheme without making adjustments to a lot for getting 7 men, 8 men in the box. Offensively, I still have confidence in Ryan Grubb, but he's got to do better with the run-pass mix, and he's got to make adjustments. And then we've got to be able to audible in and out of play. plays depending on the lineup and the pressure that's likely coming and the defensive alignments that we see on offense. But the offense was better than the defense. The defense was terrible. The offense was mediocre to bad, but not terrible. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Okay, let's talk about the run game. This was the problem on the offense. Ryan Grubb abandoned the run game. Our first drive, we ran the ball. We had a good mix of passes and runs, but after we got down 10 points, they came out and scored. We abandoned the run. It was 70 to 75% passes in the second, third, and fourth quarter. We can't do that. We've got to have a mix of the run pass, and we've got to recognize when they're in a bend but don't break defense, when we can run the ball where we have advantages. We have got to do a better job of that. And that's on you, Ryan Grubb. And we've got to be able to audible. And then the other thing is, if we're going to abandon the run, you've got to use the short pass as a substitute. The New England Patriots were brilliant at their ability to use a short 1 to 3, 4 yard pass to just get a quick boom when the pressure's coming, get the ball out quick, get it into a receiver's hands, pick up 2 to 5 yards in lieu of a running play. And we didn't do any of that. We were too big on the intermediate to long passes. And Ty Simpson was under way too much pressure in the passing game and held on to the ball too long. When he didn't face pressure, he was very effective. Teams are going to blitz him. They're going to pressure him. And we've got to have answers for that. And so Ryan Grubb, do better. Run the ball more. You've got to keep the defense honest. When they can tee off on our quarterback because it's just pass, 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 we're going to get the quarterback killed. I don't care if it's Keelan Russell. I don't care if it's Austin Mack. They're going to get killed. The offense was better than the defense, but we need to do better, run the ball. So, number one, we got to do better. I want to see us run the ball effectively. I want to see a good mix, and I want to see our ability to audible in and out of run and pass plays depending on the defensive fronts and the defensive alignments we see. I didn't see enough of that, and it was just not satisfactory. We were not prepared as well as we should have, and we didn't manage the game. We started out great, and then it fizzled out. And when you get the ball across the 40-yard line 4 times and come away with no points, that's bad. It shows you that the offense is moving. We moved the ball well between the 30s, but then when we got into field goal range and we didn't have confidence in our kicker to be able to hit anything beyond a 40-yard field goal, we ended up with no points as we turned the ball over on downs 3 different times in their red zone area and came away with no points. And again, it has to do with not running the ball enough and not using a very quick hitting short passing game effectively, which will then open up the long passes and open up play action. So we've got to do a better job. All right, let's. We talked about finishing with points. I've already hit all of these points, but that is using the short passing game, audible, and abandoning the run. That is all scheme, and that is on you, Ryan Grubb, and that is on you, Kalen DeBoer, for not holding Grubb accountable. The defense has to do better. Quite honestly, I don't have confidence in Kane Womack and in his ability to handle dual threat quarterbacks and to stop the run game. This all starts with Kane. DeBoer's got to hold Kane Womack accountable. You have to coach better, scheme better. I don't want to hear about your players' efforts if you're not putting them in a position to be effective and to win. And you did not repeatedly on that. You are not prepared for Gus Malzahn. Our team was not prepared. We are too tied to the 4-2-5 scheme. We need to get more men in the box. You need to be able to run a 4-3. You need to be able to run a 4-4 when necessary, or run a 5-2. But if you're going to set the edge and stop the run, you've got to have enough men in the box, because if you're outnumbered in the box, you're going to lose containment. The dual threat quarterback's going to burn you, and that does not work. This is on you, Kane Womack, and I want to hear you hold yourself accountable for needing to scheme better, to coach better, prepare your players better. And if you do all of that and they know what they're looking at and they know what's coming and what to do and you simplify things, then the success will happen. This is on you. And if Kane Womack does not do better this year, I think he's gone. I think DeBoer will have to fire him to save his own job, if it's clear. And we're going to see a lot of dual threat quarterbacks. Today's team We'll run the ball a lot. It's a good test for the Kane-Womack defense. Let's see what he can do. We've got to be more disciplined, assignment football, plugging the holes, all of that. But again, you've got to have the schemes right, and you got to be prepared. And then let's talk about third and long, where you left Squirrel White with press man coverage, Dejon Lee, a freshman with no help over the top. What are you doing? It's third and 11. You've got to have a man over the top. The worst thing you can do is let their fastest player be left with press single coverage, and he burns us. As soon as they saw that coverage, you could see Castellanos licking his chops, looking for Squirrel White, and that's where he went. We brought pressure. There was no way I was going to get to him because the ball was gone, because they knew they had what they looked. You hung Dejon Lee out to dry. That is on you, Kane-Womack. What are you doing? It's third and long. That's where your 4-2-5 defense is very effective, as long as you have a spy on the dual threat quarterback, which I didn't see you do that a lot easier. If you're going to put a spy out there, it has to be someone that is super fast that can chase down that quarterback. Again, scheme was bad. And in terms of letting them hit the wheel route, again, South Carolina burned us for that last year. We should never get burned on that wheel route to the running back where he's wide open running down the field with a slow linebacker trying to cover him. What are you doing? Where was the help over the top? We've seen that before, but your team was not ready for that. Gus Malzahn saw it. He hit it big. It worked great. And then we had two reverses hit big again because we didn't have enough men in the box. We didn't set the edge properly. You claim that we knew what they were doing. Well, your schemes aren't prepared to do it. The defense has to play better. Kane-Womack, you have to coach better. You have to own your issues and your faults, and you need to do better, and you need to be more adjustment-oriented. The defense must do better. We've got talent on both sides of the ball. We have a talented roster. We've got to be coached better, prepared better. Schemes have to be better, more effective. We've got to grow, or it's going to be an 8-4, 7-5, 6-6 season. And heads are going to roll. I think DeBoer gets three seasons, but he will fire the defensive coordinator, believe me, to save his job. You better grow and get better. All right. And finally, DeBoer must hold everyone accountable. Too many penalties. That's on you, DeBoer. You cannot tolerate the penalties. When we give up and extend drives because of dumb penalties and then they get a touchdown, that's on you, DeBoer. You're not holding your players accountable. We've got to stop that. And then winning on the road. You've got to do better on the road to win. I want Bama to succeed. I want the coaches to succeed. The coaches have to be better. We have a coaching issue, a preparation issue, a scheme issue, not a talent issue. And if you coach them better, you prepare them better, you have better schemes, you're going to get the effort. So do better. We've still got everything in front of us. We can do well. Those are my items of concern, of note for this game. Bama can do better. Team's talented. If these things happen in terms of make coaches scheming better, preparing the plays better, making better in-game adjustments, the effort will be better and the results will be better, and we will get where we want to go. I still believe in this team. But if the coaches can't show that they can coach better, then I'm going to lose belief in this team, not because of the players, but because the coaching is not up to snuff to deal with the great coaches there are in the SEC. And believe me, week in and week out, you're going to face great coaches on the other side working their butts off, who are flexible and who are prepared to do what it takes to win games. We've got to be at that level. We cannot be closed-minded. We have to adjust our schemes, and schemes need to fit what's on the field and what the other team's going to bring, and you can't be married to one scheme because that's what you're comfortable with. Grow and be better, and we will do better. Okay, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. God bless, and roll tide.